Okay, today's daf is Shkalim daf Chaf. We left off on daf Yutes and Beis at the very bottom. We were discussing Basvish and Asalim and Ayin, and that's going to be the first topic of today's daf. We're going to have stories about pieces of meat, wine, cheese, all sorts of different things that are left out of the sight of a Jew at some point and are taken by somebody or something else, and whether you're allowed to assume that when you find it, you have actually found it, or maybe you have found a replacement that's not kosher. So that is the first topic. That's what we refer to as Basvish and Asalim. In Halacha Gimel, the Mishnah is going to talk about if you find an animal in the vicinity of Yerushalayim, what type of carbon you can assume it is. It has to be a carbon because those are the animals that are hanging around the vicinity of Yerushalayim. What type of carbon can you assume it is? And who is responsible to pay for the nesachim of that carbon? You didn't find any nesachim, you just found the animal. And the Mishnah is going to list several other takanos related to using money of tzibur to paying for things. The bottom of Amud Aleph, we're going to have four different approaches, two that we reject, two that we seem to accept, as to how it is that we could possibly find a random male animal near Yerushalayim and use that automatically as a carbon ola. What if it was really a carbon shlamim? How could you just change its kedusha like that and bring it instead as a carbon ola? The entire Amud Beis is going to be about Minchas Chavitin, the Minchas Chavitin that a Kohen Gadol would bring each and every day, in terms of how they were makdish it, how they would use it not only for a Kohen Gadol each and every day, but for a Kohen Hedyot on the first day of his Avoda, he had to do Minchas Chavitin, and how they would bake the Minchas Chavitin and fry the Minchas Chavitin, which one would come first, and Minchas Chavitin of a, who would bring the Minchas, what we would do with Minchas Chavitin of a Kohen Gadol who dies, or he becomes Tameh, or becomes a Balmum when he already brought the half that he's supposed to bring in the morning, but he has not yet brought the half that he brings in the afternoon. So that is going to be those are the topics of today's daf. But again, we left off with Basar Shinasali Min Ayin. We left off yesterday discussing the Chumrah of Rav, that Rav had Nachas L'Taman, Rav had gone to Bavel and Chamsun Mekilin. He saw that everyone was Mekil with Basar that was found in the hands of a guy, the Chamra Leon, and he was Machmir in them. He said, no, this is Basar Shinasali Min Ayin. We have to be Machmir. We are not allowed to assume that such meat is, in fact, kosher meat. So there is this Machlokas Amoraim about Basar Shinasali Min Ayin. Rav is Machmir. The Rambam in Ma'achol Sasuris Parachas Halach Yud Gimel paskins like Rav. The Rambam writes, if a person hangs a kli full of chatichos basar and the kli breaks and the chatichos fall all over the place, and then he finds a little bit later a chatichas basar in that vicinity, but he doesn't have any simen on it and he doesn't have a tvias ayin on it, so it's asur, because we have to assume that the chaticha that was in the kli was dragged away by some sort of animal, and this new chaticha was brought by some animal, and it's not a kosher piece of meat. So this chumrah that Rav was machmir when he went to Bavel, and he saw that there were mekel, so he was is the chumrah that's paskined by the Rambam, and it's paskined in Shulchan Aruch. Many rishonim paskin like Rav. The basar shenisalim min ha'ayin is aser, even if you find the basar in the place where you left it. Now, if you find it in a different place, not in the place where you left it, then it's not a machlokas. Then everyone agrees that it's going to be a problem because whoever moved it could have also switched it. If a person has a tvias ayin that you recognize that it's definitely the same piece of meat, then it's not a problem. But if you have no way of recognizing that it's the same piece of meat, then it's going to be a problem if it was moved for sure, and according to Rav, and the way we paskin, even if it wasn't moved. So I saw there was a shaila in the Tshuvas Simchas Kohen that's quoted here in the Panini Halacha section of the Masifta. He raises the question, Yardeach Elgalv Simchuf Samachtes, a guy's house was broken into, and there was a Ganav came into the house, and he had some meat in the house that was hanging in a bag on a peg or something, and the meat is still there. The Ganavim didn't take, it seems, didn't take the meat. So the Shaila is, does he have to assume that that's Basar Shenisalim in Ayin? Ganavim came in, no one was watching these Ganavim, they could have taken the meat and replaced it with other meat. So do we have to assume, like Shitas Rav, that it would be a violation of Basar Shenisalim in Ayin, that one is not allowed to eat this meat? So he suggests that maybe we could be Matir based on what the poskim say, that if the basar is taloy al mismar, that if it's hanging on a nail, then you don't have to worry about basar and salim in ayin. That's what Shulchan Aruch paskins in Yardei Simin Samach Gimel, that if it's hanging on a peg or a nail or a hook, you don't have to worry about basar and salim in ayin. But then he points points out, now that's the danger of just reading the Shulchan Aruch without looking at what's behind each halacha. Why would there be such a halacha that if it's hanging on a nail or a peg or a hook, it's not pasul shnei salamin ayin? Because when the entire concern is that an animal would take it, so if you leave it inaccessible to an animal, you leave it in a way that an animal would never be able to access it, so then it's not going to be a problem. Pasul shnei salamin ayin. The ganavim could reach the hook. They could take the meat off of the hook. But he's making anyway at the end of the day for the more obvious reason that ganavim are not in the habit of replacing items that they take with other items. When they break into your house in the middle of the night, they don't come with a replacement television and replacements. They take what they take and they don't put anything else in its place. So it would be very, very unusual. It's an overwhelming rove that ganavim would not have put meat back where in place of the meat that they took. So the Gemara continues at the very bottom of Yutas and Beis. Chad bar Nash Ozil, there was a guy that went by Meshizga Askufte Begonahara, and he wanted to clean off his meat by the river. He went to wash the meat by the river. And in his rush to go, he left one piece of meat by the river. So Chazar by Misvina. So he went back to the river and he wanted to take the piece of meat that he had forgotten there. Amar le Rav, so Rav said to him, Asalach, you're not allowed to do this. Dina Amar, because I say that Ahi Shatav Nara, that piece of meat that you left there was taken away by the river. Vaiti Chari Dinevela Tachtoi, and Basar Nevela was brought in its place, meaning if there was a way that this meat could have been swept away and another meat could have flowed down the stream of the river and landed in the same spot. So even though it's the same spot, Rav says, I hold that it's Asar, that it's not going to be okay to use this meat. So in the Tshuvas Shav Yaakov, again in the Panini Alecha section of the Masifta over here, he quotes the Tshuvas Shav Yaakov Chelik Beizem and Ezer Simin Yer Aleph, who has a chiddush that a lot of poskim discuss legabe heter agunos. What does heter agunos have to do with Basar Shnei Salamin Ayin? So we'll see in a second. He suggests as follows, that if you have an Adam Yodua, you have a person that you know that went down a particular road, and then you find a dead body on that road, but you cannot tell. There are no simanim to see if it's the same guy that you know that went down that road. So he says you could assume it's the same guy, and he could be Matir's wife to be Motzir Micheska Seishas Ishti Mimatir as an Aguna. And he quotes this in the name of the Mabit. And the basis of this din is from a Gemara in Pesachim Daf Yud Amud Aleph. The Gemara says that if you have a Sada Shenevad Bal Kever, you have a field that there was definitely a Kever in that field at one point, and you can't find where the Kever is. And then sometime later, you find the Kever, so you could assume the rest of the field is Tar. You could assume you found the only Kever, that it's not another Kever that you happen to find. So he says maybe the same should be true by a person. A person goes down to Derech and you find a dead body there, so you could assume the dead body is the same person that went down that road. So the Yehuda Madura Kama Ebenezer Simon Memvav says, what kind of tushtal, what kind of comparison is this? He says, we don't find this svar that kan nimtza, kan haya, except for a place where there's no reason to believe that there ever was anybody else. Like by a kever, you know, this field, it wasn't a graveyard, it was a field. There was one kever there, as far as we knew. There's no reason to assume that there's more than one kever there. So that's where the Gemara says, good, when you find the kever, you found the kever. It says in the Yehuda, a road is made for people to constantly go down. So just because we know that one person went down, a million other people also went down that road. How could you take a random dead body and say that it must belong to the person, must be the person who we know of that went down that road? He says, very, very difficult to assume, like this tshuva, the Shav Yaakov. But in the tshuva, She'elas David, he brings a raya against the Shav Yaakov in the Mabit from our sugya. This mice of this guy that went to wash his meat by the river, the meat fell down into the river and he wanted to come back and to take the meat. So Rav says, no, you're not allowed to do it. You have to be choshish that your meat got lost and this is other meat in its place. So you see clearly that we don't say, Oso shenevad hu shenimtza, that whatever was lost, that's also what was found. So, and therefore, you would not say that the guy who was lost is also the guy that was found. However, he's docha this raya, because from the Lashon of Yerushalmi, it seems that the basa that he found, he didn't find right away. He found some time later, because it says that he forgot about it, and then he went back to take it. So that over there, we could say that the iser is not a chashash that we don't say zeu shenimsa zeu shavad. It's a new din. It's a separate din of din basa shenisal minayin that Rav is machmeran for the iser of basa shenisal of shema huchlaf by basa shenisal minayin. Even though generally maybe we would not be choshesh. That's dafka din in hilchas kashrus that we have such halacha. Maybe you can't make a comparison to other areas of halacha. But so perhaps yes, perhaps no. Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't a raya to that issue. But back to the topic of basa shenisal minayin. The Gemara continues. Chad bar nash, four lines in on Chaf Amud Aleph. Chad bar nash av mahalich b'shuk haton kupad. There was a guy that was going in the shuk and he was carrying meat. Also daisav chetavte minei. A bird came and grabbed the meat out of his hands. Utalakte and threw it somewhere else. Chazar bay misvina. So he thought he found the meat. He found an abandoned piece of meat. So he wanted to take it. Amar le Rav asalach. Rav says no, you cannot. I say that there was a basar nevela that the animal took in its place, that it took your meat, threw it away somewhere else, and the bird found a piece of nevela and put it in its place. Most of the cases of basar shenisal min ha'ayin that we have in Shas are actually cases where people didn't switch it, but where it was a concern of animals. That's why we have halachas in Shulchan Aruch about how to protect it from animals. But there's also obviously a concern of people as well, when you know that people have handled it. If you don't know that people according to Rav, even if you don't know, even if you find it in the same place, but it was exposed to people, people could have handled it. So says the Gemara, Ginai Shatav Zikin, there was a river called Ginai that whose waters took away a jugs of wine. Also Uvda Kome Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Elazar. So the story came to Rabbi Lazar, and he was asked, can we assume that if we find jugs of wine, we could assume it's the same ones, or do we have to assume that maybe what we are finding is different wine and it's a chashash of yayin nesach? Samar yachman shapya kitrohon. He says you should pay careful attention to how you tie up your jugs, how you close them up. If you could recognize the ties that close up these jugs of wine, you have a tvias ayin on it, so then it's yours and it's mutter. But if you don't have a tvias ayin on it, then it's going to be aser. Nukuneka ishtakach b'knishta devulei. There is a cheres, clay cheres, that they found in the Beis HaKnesses of the city of Bulei. Asu uvda Kome Rabbi Yirmiya. The story came from Rabbi Yirmiya to find out what the story is, what the halachic status is of these jugs. Amri Yachman Sokrai Avi Dayton. You should look at the color of the jugs. If you recognize that these jugs, so then it's mutter. If you don't have a tefiya sayin, again, there's the halacha of having a tefiya sayin. So in general, whenever it comes to basar shenisal min ayin or anything shenisal min ayin, a tefiya sayin suffices. That is the halacha. That's if you sent a piece of meat with a guy, so the halacha is whenever you have a kosher store that sends food, that does the food deliveries, they always put a double seal on it. Why do they put a double seal on it? Because I haven't seen the food when I'm receiving the delivery. I haven't seen the food beforehand. But if I saw the food beforehand and then I'm going to go receive it somewhere else, you don't need the double seal as long as you're confident that you could recognize the food if you saw the food beforehand. We've pointed out recently that this the concern that people have to make sure their wine bottles are covered, if you have a yayin that's not mavushal, to make sure that it's covered and that it's sealed properly when you have a non-Jew working in the house, that is not a yayin nesach halacha. There is if the wine bottle even has so much as a cork in it, even if the cork has already been the bottle has already been uncorked, but you just recorked it, even if that's enough to solve any concern of yayin nesach, even if the guy picked it up and moved it and shook it and did all the rest. The whole halacha that we're concerned about with our wine is that yayin that's einu mavush is treated ki'ilu, it's ki'ilu would be like meat. meat. Meat, where if it were changed, would be nisud daraisa. So we treat kosher wine that it could be changed. Ki ilu. It's like meat, which requires either tvias ayin or requires a seal. So perhaps a double seal, but the poskim on the side of the Shulchan Aruch say for wine, really a single seal is enough. So that's the halach. If you have a bottle of wine and there's even a single seal in it, l'chara, that's totally fine. Yeah.
Does Rav accept a sign? Because it sounds like he didn't respond in the case of the river, saying, "Well, do you have a tvias ayin on all your Yitzchak raises it?"
Right. But I think that's the halacha. I don't know. That's a good point. The Rav didn't say it. Maybe the case is that they didn't have a tvias ayin. I don't know. It has to be right because the guy didn't say. But Rav said, Rav said, I believe that's nevela, that it's another. So the guy should have said, no, I recognize it. It's not a different piece of meat. I could see that it's the same piece of meat. So the fact that the guy didn't say that tells you that that he didn't recognize it. So the Gemara tells another story. There was a roasted piece of meat that they found in a marketplace in the city of Gufta. Hitiruhu mishum shnei dvarim. They were matir, both potentially surim that you could have about this. Mishum metzia or mishum rov mahalchei drachim. There's one potential listener that it doesn't belong to you, so maybe you have to be machriz, you're not allowed to keep it. So mishum metzia, they were makel that you're allowed to keep it, and also mishum rov mahalchei drachim, the kashrus you're allowed to assume is also okay. And this roasted piece of meat. Mishum Metzia, why would they make a Mishum Metzia? The Tania Matzil Miyad Ari. If someone saves an object from a lion, Miyad Gaius or from soldiers, Mishuga Sayam from a river, Umishunas Anahar or from a river, Umis Ratya Gadola, or he finds it in a large place where there are a lot of people, where it's a Derech HaMelech, where a king's road that he goes on, Umiplatya Gadola, or in a very large market of where people sell things, Hare Elushala. So you get to keep in Reish Abayil Misyashin Man. You could assume that the original owner had Yeush. Mishum Rov Mahalchei Drachim Mishum Shchitas Nachri. And when we say that we don't have to worry about the kashrus of it, that's because we're not choshesh for the kashrus of the basar that a goy had shechted it. V'yishtakach min debeis Rebbe. And in fact, when we were makel on this shayla, we later found out that this meat came from the beis Rebbe. So we see we were correct about the fact that this was in fact kosher meat. We could rely on the majority of people that the Rov Mahalchei Drachim are Jews in that location. Eagle de Guvna Shtakach Bipundaka de Levi, another story of a thing of cheese that was found in Levi's inn, where there were a lot of guests. Most of the guests were Jews. Vitiru Mishum Shnei Dvarim, and they were Matir, both potentially Surim. Mishum Metzia and Umishum Rov Mahalchei Drachim, they were Matir Mishum Metzia, that you don't have to worry that maybe you need to be Machriz, you need to do Hashavas Avei. No, you're allowed to keep it, and also the kashrus of it, you could assume that it's kosher because of the rove of Jews. Mishum Metzia, Detani, Amatzil, same svar. Amatzil, Miyada Gaius, Miyada Ari, Mishuga Seya, Mishuna Sanar, Mistratia Gadola, Umiplatia Gadola, Hare Lushalo, Mimre Shabbat, Mishashin, and you have the right to assume that the original owner had Yeush. Mishum Rav Mahalchei Drachim, Mishum Gvinas Nachri, Vishtakach Min, De Rabbi Eleazar, Be Rabbi Yossi. We were allowed to assume it was kosher because the overwhelming majority of people in that place were Jews. And in fact, we later found out that this belonged to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi, so it really was kosher cheese. Amar Rabbi Mana Kome Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Mana asked in front of Rabbi Yossi, why are we making in these cases Mishum Metzia? Vanan Chamyon Rabbanim Machrizin. What do you mean we're making in all these cases? I see all the time that Chachamim are Machriz, that they announce when they find things, even in places where there are a lot of people that walk by, where you might assume that the person who lost it was Miyayish on it. So Amar Leis, Rabbi Yossi responded, Atin Avisa Mishkach Lo Nasaft. If you were to find in a place where there are a lot of people there, would you not take it for yourself? Meaning, of course, you would assume that there is Yeush. The fact that the Rabbanon are Machriz, that's because they're great rabbis, so they do a lot of things as a Midas Chasidus. They're very Machmir on many things beyond what the Halacha requires. But the Halacha is that you're allowed to keep it. Rabbi Yonah Avuch, and he just added, and he said to Rabbi Mana, your father, Rabbi Yonah, Lo Amar Amarkein. He did not say that you have to be machriz on this mitzia. Ela Amar halavai kadishkach nishkach min piusul go. He used to say, if I would find a mitzia from the Pesach Beis HaKnesses or the Pesach Beis HaMedrash and inward, which is a place where Rabbim are matzoi, where there are a lot of people, halavai, I should be so lucky to find the mitzia. I would enjoy it very much. Meaning your own father said he would keep it. So don't go criticizing people who would keep such things. So afilu kein, the Gemara just concludes that Rabbi Manah heard from Rabbi Yossi, even though Rabbi Manah heard from Rabbi Yossi that about his father Ashkach, he found in a place where a lot of people were an aveda velo nasiv, and he wouldn't take it for himself. He was machriz on it. He criticized others for taking, and he said that you should be machriz. So he himself took upon this chumrah to be machriz as well. Okay, that's the end of the discussion of finding things in Basar Shana Salim and Ayin. New Mishnah. So the Mishnah discusses, what if you find an animal in the vicinity of Yerushalayim? Behemah shenimtzis from Yerushalayim vad migdalei derek midasa l'kol ruach. Let's say you find an animal just outside of Yerushalayim, from Yerushalayim, somewhere between Yerushalayim and Migdal Eder, or the same distance in any other direction outside of Yerushalayim. So zecharim olos, if you find a male animal, your makrevit is a korban ola. Nekevel zivchei shlamim, if you find a female animal, you assume that it's a korban shlamim, because rov behemos that are in Yerushalayim are kachim behemos. So you have to assume it's some type of korban. So since olos can only be brought from male animals, so any male animal you assume is an ola, and female animals cannot be an ola. So we assume that there are shlamim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Haroi Lipsachim Lipsachim. Rabbi Yehuda says, if you find a male animal without a blemish, that's a ben shana, that's from a kvasim or izim, that's a sheep or a goat, it has all of the qualifications of a carbon pesach, and then you should bring it as a carbon pesach. However, that's only kodem regel shloshim yom. That's only within 30 days of pesach, when pesach is already on people's minds. That's the Gemara Pesachim Davav that Shalom Vidoshim Vilchasachag Lamid Yom. That for 30 days before Pesach, we learn the halachos of the Yom Tov, but we see that that din is not only a din in Limud HaTorah. The din of Shaul in 30 days before Pesach means that Pesach is already on our minds. It's not just a halacha in a curriculum of Limud HaTorah. We find that in the Gemara in Pesach. Also, the Gemara says that a person leaves his house within 30 days of Pesach, he has to do Bedikas Chametz before he leaves, but if he leaves more than 30 days before Pesach, he does not need to do Bedikas Chametz. Why? What difference doesn't make if he leaves within 30 days or beyond 30 days? Within 30 days, you already have to be thinking Pesach. So here also, with this animal, we have to assume that they were thinking Pesach already, and therefore this animal may have been designated as a Karban Pesach. In the Bar Tanur, in the Tos Yontov, they say that the guy who finds it is able to bring it for his own Karban Pesach, and then when you find the Bailim, so you'll pay him back. You'll pay back the Bailim for the value of the animal. So the Achronim ask, the Mikdash David, and the Makna Maseches Kiddushin, how could Rabbi Yehuda holds the Maseches Pesachim that Bnei Chabura, you can adjust the members of the Chabura and the Korban Pesach as much as you want, as long as one of the original Bnei Chabura is still there. You have to have one of the original Bnei Chabura still there in the Korban Pesach. So a guy who finds an animal, how could he possibly bring him as a Korban Pesach? He knows he wasn't one of the original Bnei Chabura, and he doesn't know who the original Bnei Chabura were. So there are no Bnei Chabura left on this Korban. The Makna also asks that we should be choshesh that maybe the Bailam already took another Korban Pesach before you found this one, and the Pesach that's left without a Bailam, that's left ownerless, is Nidcha. It doesn't have Kedush Korban Pesach. So the Makna says on that you don't have to worry that the Bailam took another Korban Pesach, because it's not the derech to be makdish another Korban Pesach until Erev Pesach itself. But so you don't have to assume that. Rather, we're choshesh that he was mafresh this korban al minas lahakdisha. We're not even choshesh that he was actually makdish it. What we're choshesh is that he was mafresh it al minas lahakdisha, that he had planned on using this at the korban pesach, and that solves all the problems. Then it's not an issue of adjusting who's registered on the korban pesach, because there is no registration yet. You were never makdish it. The guy was never makdish it as korban pesach. Why then do you have to bring it as Korban Pesach if he was never makdish it yet? Because hazmana milsa, that when a person designates an animal for the purpose of Korban Pesach, even if he hasn't been makdish it yet, maybe hazmana milsa tells me that it has to stay as a Korban Pesach. And even according to Rava, that Hazman Alav Milsa, Rav Shita Masech Sanhedrin, is Hazman Alav Milsa, but that's but when we're dealing with Guf HaKadusha, Rav is Moda, that Hazman Milsa, like by Egla Arufa. When we're dealing with something itself that's going to be Kadosh, so then everyone would agree, Hazman Milsa. So that's the halacha by Karban Pesach. Barishona Hayim Mashkin Nesmotzeh, Achu Mevi Nesachecha. So it used to be that when you would find an animal, since you're responsible to bring the animal, so you also had to bring the Nesachim. And if you refuse to bring the Nesachim, Bezin would take a Mashkun from you until you paid for it. Chazru li yos menichinosa uvarchin. So then what people started to do when they found lost animals is they didn't take them. Why do I need the tzara? I'm going to have to pay out of pocket to bring the Nesachim so I could bring somebody else's karban? I don't need that. Hiskinu Bezin shunasacheha bayin mishal tzibur. So Bezin made a takana that the Nesachim instead are going to be paid for by tzibur funds, and it's not going to come from the private funds of the person who found it. The Achronim explain that even though what's the Havamina, that the guy who found it should have to pay for it. So the Brisker Rav writes in Menachos Daf Nun Aleph that Nesachim is not a din in the Bal HaKorban. Nesachim is a din in the Hakravas HaKorban. So even though the Bal HaKorban is the person who lost it and he's the one you're bringing it for, Nesachim is not a din in the Bal HaKorban. Nesachim is a din in the person who's bringing the carbon in the Hakravas HaKorban. So the guy who found it is the one that's Zoche in the Hakrava. He's the one that becomes Mechuyev to bring the carbon. So it turns out that he's the mevi of the carbon, so he has to bring the nesachim. So in the Har Ephraim, he just adds that according to that, if we accept that approach, which lechora we do, the chiv of the nesachim is a chavas hakarbon, not a chavas habaylim. So then it would turn out that even if after you found after you brought the nesachim, you find the baylim, you can't charge the baylim for the nesachim because the nesachim weren't his chiv. The carbon was his chiv. The nesachim was the chiv of the person who's maybe the carbon. You already brought the carbon; it was your chiv, so the baylim doesn't have to pay for it. He also says that the guy who brings the carbon, the mevi of the carbon, is also chayiv in lina, the din of lina, that you need to sleep over in your shlain that night, is not a din in the bal ha-carbon. It's a din in the person who's mevi the carbon. So he's the one that required that's tone lina for that evening in your shlain. Okay, Vaitu, so once we mentioned this din, that they made a takana, that they would bring it Mishal Tzibur, so we mentioned other dinim as well, other takanos as well that they made having to do with money of the Tzibur. Amrav Shem Shivadvar Meskinu Beis Din, V'zeh Echad Mehen. There were seven dinim that this Beis Din made, and this is one of them. The second takana was Nachri Shalach Alasa Mim Dina Sayam. If a guy sends a carbon ola to be makra from Dina Sayam, because the halacha is, the Mishnah in Chulin tells us that Goyim are allowed to be Noder Nidarmun Davos, just like a Jew is allowed to be, v'shalach ima nesachim, and he sends along money for the nesachim, craven mishalav. We use that money to pay for the nesachim. Vim lavin, if he doesn't send along money, craven mishal tzibur. So then the communal funds pay for the nesachim. Third takana, v'chim ger shemes, if a ger dies and he doesn't have any yorshim, v'niach zvachim, and he leaves karbanos, im yesh le nesachim, if he has nesachim in his possessions, craven mishalav. Then they're brought from his property. Vim lav, craven mishal tzibur. And otherwise, it's paid for with communal funds. Fourth takana, with tonight bezin, while kohen gadol shemes, is a tonight bezin that when a kohen gadol dies, shetei minchaso kreven mishal tzibur. His minchas chavitin that's made out of an asira se'efa that's brought every single day is brought with tzibur funds if the kohen gadol dies. Rabbi Huda says, no, there wasn't any sort of takana about this because mishal yarshin. The yarshim of the kohen gadol have to bring it. Ushlema hisa kreva, and when the kohen gadol would bring his asira se'efa, he would, even though he would split it in two halves, machsisa boker, machsisa Ben Arbaim, he would have to bring half of it in the morning and half of it in the afternoon. When he originally brought it, it was Shlema. Then he later split it. He wouldn't just take a half in the morning and then a half in the afternoon. But this idea that it was Mishal Yarshin, the Achronim also are bothered by. What does it mean? How can you say that Kreva Mishal Yarshin, that the Yarshin would have to pay for it? The Chazanish raises the question the Arsameach raises the question, how could the Yarshim have to bring it? The Yarshim are Oninim. An Onim, I mean, this is the day that he died. That's what we're talking about, the day that the Kohen Gadol died, where we have to bring the Minchas Chavitin. So all the Yarshim have a din of an Onim. An Onim is not allowed to be Mishalech Karban Osav. So according to Yehuda, you could say Gali Kra, it's a din Dar Raisa that it comes Mishal Yarshim. So it's a Gzeres HaKasav. But according to Rabbi Shimon, that Midar Raisa, it's Kreven Mishal Tzibur, and it's Takanas Chachamim to bring it from Yarshim. So then it's very difficult. How could the Chachamim make such a takana? takana that onanim are going to bring a carbon. So he says maybe the chacham were not misakein that the yarshma makrev the carbon, rather they give it to the tzibur, they give the money to the tzibur, they pay for the carbon, but not that they are the people who are makrev the carbon, whose names are associated with that carbon. But however, the Makar Baruch suggests that the chisaron of an onain is when a carbon is karav avuro, when the carbon is brought for you. Over here, you don't even get into the problem in the first place, because who's this carbon being brought for? They aren't the Kohen Gadol, the Yarshim. The father was the Kohen Gadol. It's being brought for the deceased father. So it's not their kapara, it's a kapara for their father, and therefore it's not going to be a problem of onain at all. Chaznish, though, says, the Chaznish in Menachos raises the issue, what does it mean, Mishal Yarshim? Are we talking about, why would it be Mishal Yarshim? This is a din of a Kohen Gadol. The Yarshim aren't a Kohen Gadol. So he says, when we say Mishal Yarshim, it means the son that's kosher to be a Kohen Gadol in the place of the father. Because the halacha is that when you have these positions of Srara, that the first choice, if he's Roy Lekach, is the son. So the son who's right to be a Kohen Gadol, let's say the son's a Chalal, let's say he has only daughters, so the daughters Yarshim the father, would they have to pay for it? Says Chazanish, no. Mishal Yarshim over here does not mean Dina Yerusha. What it means, this is against Minchaschinuch and Kuflam Vav says not. It says Mishal Yarshim. Mishal Yarshim means Yarshim. Why would you think otherwise? But the Chazanish says this is not a Din in Yerusha per se, it's a Din in the different kind of Yerusha, the Yerusha of the Kuna Gedola, which is a very limited form of Yerusha, not the Yerusha of monetary Yerusha the way we would normally think about it. The Mishnah continues. Another takana, the fifth takana, was that salt and wood that belongs to Hegdish, Kohanim are allowed to use that salt and wood and to use it for their own needs to benefit from them, not for their own private needs, but they're allowed to benefit from them as they're used in the Beis Hamikdash. And the sixth takana is the Efer of Paraduma. Is there's no Mi'ila on the Efer of the Paraduma. And the seventh takana of Alakin and Apsulos, if someone is chayv to bring a set of birds, so they bring money and they put it in the shofar that's set, designated for kinim, and the bialim is somich on bezin that they're going to buy for them the proper kinim, and they're going to bring the carbon kedin. And if the kinim fly away or they're found out to be pasul, the birds that the Beis HaMikdash bought with that money, shubos mishal tzibur, when it's replaced, it should be replaced with communal funds. Rabbi Yossi Omer, hamesapik es hakinim, the person who would provide the kinim, the supplier, the seller of kinim, the wholesaler of kinim to the Beis HaMikdash, whom hamesapik es psulos, part of his job was that he would have to pay to replace the psulos as well. We saw that just the other day. Rabbi Hoshia Rabba Omer, says the Gemara, we discussed at the beginning of this Mishnah, you find a behema from Yerushalayim until Migdal Eder, Kumidas called Ruach, all males are assumed to be an Ola, all Nekevos are assumed to be a Shlamim, so really L'chora one could ask that the males being brought as an Ola is somewhat risky because a male can be brought as a Karban Shlamim also, so it could be that the male that you are bringing as a Karban Ola was really originally Nikdash B'Kedush HaShlamim, so how can you take something that's a Karban Shlamim and make it into a Karban Ola? So Rav Hoshia Rabba Omer, Rav Hoshia Rabba answers this implied question and he says Levad B'Demeyam Shanu, that if so we're going to have a couple of answers that are rejected and a couple that are accepted. So first answer, he says, if a guy who finds it wants to do the right thing by this animal and to be makabel on himself to bring whatever possibility of kedusha this animal might have had, what he should do is he should take money that's worth double what this animal is worth and be miyachid half of the money for a carbon ola, half of it for a carbon shlamim, and make a tanai and say that if this animal is kedusha shlamim, let the kedusha be mischalal on this money that I designate for a shlamim, and then he'll buy a carbon shlamim with that money and he'll use that as that carbon, and the rest of it will be an olas nedava. And if this animal had kedushas carbon ola, so then it should be mischalal in this money that I'm putting aside to buy an ola, and that will cover that chiyuv, and the rest of it will be shalmei nedava. So Rabbi Yochanan asked Rabbi Hoshia, that doesn't work. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, omla ladim seyum ol b'kachim, would we tell someone to be mechalal kachim that's tmimim, that doesn't have any mum? Isn't that, how can you just be mechalal and say that it should be mechulal on this money? Ella, so rather Rabbi Yochanan suggests a different etza. Hilchu behen achar rov. We follow the majority in rov zecharim ol. Kevos, Mrov Nekevos, Zivchei Shlamim, the majority of male animals are probably Karbonos Ola. The majority of female animals are Karbon Shlamim. So that's all you need to do. You don't need to do any tricks. You could just bring it as a Karbon Ola because that's the majority. We follow the Rov. That's the second Eitzah. The Gemara doesn't like this one either. Ve'ina Shlamim Ban Minazchar Minakevos. What, is a Karbon Shlamim not allowed to be brought from both males and females? How could you assume that the majority of males are necessarily designated for Karbon Ola? Males could be brought for a Karbon Shlamim as well. So rather, the Gemara suggests, Ketzaruoso, what do you do? Motzion l'chulin, beheter, you should be motziot l'chulin. Meaning, wait till it develops a mum, and then chozer, va'osa osan olos, and then you make it into you'll make it into olos or shlamim. Meaning, bring two animals and make it tonight. That if the behema that I found was a carbon ola, so then this animal that I'm bringing in its place should be an ola tachteha, and the second one will be shalmei nedava. If it's a shlamim, so this animal that I plan on bringing as a carbon shlamim should be in its place, and the second will be olas nedava. Very similar rates to what we had before. The big difference is you wait till it develops a mum first. You can't just be mechalel kedusha of an animal that doesn't have a mum onto money. So you wait till it develops a mum first, and that's what we do. And then we have a fourth possibility of what to do. So again, the first two possibilities we rejected. One was to be mechalel without any mum. The second one was to do nothing. The third possibility we seem to have accepted. Wait till it develops a mum and then be mechalel. Now we have a fourth possibility. Rabbi Zeira says, no, maybe you don't need to be mechalel anything. You don't need to wait till it develops a mum. You could be makrevit as a carbon ola, even if it was huktash as a carbon shlamim. Meaning also this possibility suggests to do nothing. But how does doing nothing work? Kamadat amar taman, tanai bezin hu al. It's not that we're relying on the majority. There is no majority that the male animals are all karbonos ola. No, it's a tanai based in that the mosaros are brought as a karbon ola. So kenat mar uf hacha, so too we could say over here as well, by behemos that are found, that it's a tanai based in ala ovdos, shiikrivu olos. That it's a tanai based in within the kedusha of any animal that you're ever makdish, there's a built in tanai based in that if it gets lost, that it's brought instead as a karbon ola. Rabbi Yaakov Baracha. So Rabbi Yossi, the Gemara asks on Rabbi Zeira, this Eitz of Rabbi Zeira, Ein Zeh Mezid, isn't this a Mezid to be Mishanim to different Kedusha? It's and you're not allowed to be Mishanim Kachim. So he says, Mekivan Shu Tanai Bezdin, Ein Zeh Mezid. Once it's a Tanai Bezdin that the behemoths that are found should be brought as a Karbon Ola, so everyone who's Makdish an animal in the first place knows about this Tanai Bezdin, and therefore they're Makdish the animal with this Tanai built in. So it's not a violation of the original Kedusha. It's part of the original Kedusha because everyone realizes that's part of the deal when you're makdish an animal. Okay, the Mishnah said that the Minchas Chavitin of Kohen Gadol spoke about the Minchas Chavitin of a Kohen Gadol. So the Gemara is going to bring related discussions of Minchas Chavitin of Kohen Gadol. Amr Yasa Ada Nataman. When I was still in Bavel, before I went to Eretz Yisrael, Shamed Kal Rav Yehuda Shaul Shmuel. I heard Rav Yehuda ask Shmuel, Hifra Shiklo Meis. If a guy is mafresh a machzah shekel and then he dies, what happens? So Amrle Yiplun Nadava. That money goes to pay for Nadava. So he says V'mosar Asir Seifa Shalom. And also I heard the extra Asir Seifa in a case where Kohen Gadol designates money for his Minchas Chavitin and he has a little left over and he can't use it for the next day. So there's Machlok Samroim. What do you do with that money? So Mosar Asir Seifa Shalom. What do we do with it? Rabbi Yochanan Yolichem. The Yami Melech. Rabbi Yochanan says you have to throw into the Yami Melech. There's no, you can't get hanah from it, and there's you just have to let it rot, throw it in the Yami Melech. Rabbi Lazar Amar Yiplu Nedava. You bring it as a Nedava. The Asir Seif of Kohen Gadol is called the Chatas, so it has the same din as Moser Chatas, which goes Linedava. Now there is a Mishnah Maseches Menachos that explains that the Minchas Chavitin was not Ba'a Lechatzain. It was not that the Kohen Gadol would take half of an Isaron in the morning and then another half an Isaron in the afternoon. Rather, Kohen Gadol would take Isaron Shalim. You'd have to take a full Isaron and then split it into two. Related to that, Asir Sefer Shalom Gadol, Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Chotzosa V'achar Kach Mekacha. He first splits it and is then Mekadish it. Rabbi Shimon Lakash Omer Mekacha V'achar Kach Chotzosa. He's Mekadish it, then he splits it. So Masnisa, Pligol Rabbi Yochanan. Our Mishnah is the Mishnah seems to be against Rabbi Yochanan, because the Mishnah Maseches Menachos tells us Makrav Mechsa Umechsa Aved, that if Kohen brings his half in the morning and then he dies and they appoint another Kohen in his place, so the second Kohen does not bring a Chatzi Isarun Mibeso, rather he brings an Isarun Shalem and he's Makrav half of it and the other half gets lost. So it turns out that Shnei Chatzayin are craven and Shnei Chatzayin are lost. So if you say Machzei Sarin of the Kohen Rishon is I understand why it's lost, because he's dead, so there's nothing we could do with it. But why the Machzei Sarin of the second Kohen, why should that get lost? Why not just say when he takes the Isarun, it's not yet Niskadesh, so after he splits it, he should only be Makdish half of it. So it must be that it's Miskadesh before he splits it. So Pasla the Gemara says, no, it's not a Raya. Even money designated for Asirus Seifa would go to Yam HaMelech. Masnisa Pligil Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish. The Seifa of the Mishnah Menachos seems to go against Reish Lakish. Nimsu Shnei Chatzon Krev and Shnei Chatzon Avudin, because it says that it turns out two halves are Karev and two halves are Avud. V'tani Allah, Mechza Rishon U'mechza Sheni to Ubat Surasan V'yetzu L'beis HaSreifa. So if the Astronos were Kadosh before they were divided, so when they're not Makrev them, they're possible B'Kedush Saguf, and they wouldn't require Ibert Sura. So the Mishnah must be against Rabbi Shimon Lakish, and like Rabbi Yochanan, that were not Makdish beforehand the other half, and to require Ibert Sura. If you were Makdish, you require Ibert Sura, it's Kedush Saguf. So Pasul Rabbi Shimon Lakish would respond, Karabi Shmal, Damar Isaron Mekadesh, that he holds that the Kli, the Isaron Kli, that you put that you put the flower in, is Mekadesh it, and it's not Mekadesh in a Kli Shares, so it doesn't have Kedushas Haguf, because it was never put into a Kli Shares to begin with. We're way behind, I apologize to Alicia, I'm not going to be here tomorrow or Shabbos, so good luck, sorry. Okay.